Morning. You are all here this morning. So, here we are in what season?
Lent.
You guys are so good. Sunday school is a good and fine thing. Yes. Okay, so you know we have the purple. Oh, you even have the right color clothes on. Look at all the purple we have today. Fabulous. So, you didn't take credit where credit is due. Even if you didn't mean to wear it, it's a purple dress. We're glad you're here. Well, remember, last week we talked a little bit about some of the ways that we kind of get to know that we're in Lent, and we talked a little bit, first of all, we put away the Alleluia, remember? Where is it? Do you remember? Do you remember? Oh, thank you. You remember? Okay, don't forget where you hid it, or else we're not going to be able to have Easter, okay? So we talked about prayer last time. And I asked you to think about what prayers you might do. Did you guys think of anything about what you would like to pray? Yeah. Coco?
Having an Xbox in my home.
Having your own Xbox is the thing that you could pray for. Not quite in the spirit of Lent that I was looking for, but I'll take whatever I can get. That's great. Yes, ma'am.
Nobody says Alleluia.
You pray that nobody says Alleluia so you can have Easter. Yes, ma'am?
I pray that we plant a great oak and that for our
house. You are praying that you want to plant a great oak or banyan tree in the back of your house. Okay. Other prayers? Yeah. A tour inside the Atlantis submarine, okay? Other things that you might want to... Did you have a prayer? No prayers? One more?
Yeah. I
wish for a more peaceful brother. Okay. So those are all good prayers, and we're going to add them to the other prayers that we have in here. Now, we noticed there are a couple of things we're missing during our Lent here that's very strange. First of all, we're missing... The Alleluia, that word. The second thing we noticed is we're not playing the organ, are we? We're singing...
Acapella.
We're singing Acapulco, yeah.
Acapella.
Oh, acapella. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're singing acapella. Now, do you notice anything else that we've taken away for Lent? Yes.
The original formation of the pews,
and we've put it in this octagon. Yeah, that's something. What else do you... And this will give you a hint. What is this?
It's a cup of milk.
You have a fairly literal mind, don't you? Yeah. It's a cup of milk. What is this?
It's a pear.
You're right. That's what I have in there. But normally, what would we use this for? This is called a thank you. It's, well, if you put cheap flowers in it, it's called a vase. If you put a very expensive flowers in it, it's called a vase.
A vase.
It's how much you pay for the flowers. That's what the difference is. It's a vase. So look over there. What's missing over there?
The flowers.
There's no flowers during Lent. Did you know that? Yeah. So we don't put flowers up during Lent. Sometimes we use greenery, but we save the flowers for Easter morning. So I thought what we could do for our second, I mean, flowers are beautiful, aren't they? So for our second discipline of Lent, I want you to look for God's beauty. Now, flower, where? Yeah, that's some beauty. Now, flowers are really obvious, right? Everybody knows, oh, flowers are so pretty. But what about the beauty of other people? What about the beauty of the night? I want you to look for God's beauty for the rest of Lent, and I want you to think about it, and then I want you to write down more prayers. And if you want to bring more prayers instead of flowers this Lent, I'm going to put this over here where the flowers usually go. And we're just going to keep adding our prayers and things that we see that are beautiful. Yes?
Shouldn't the vase or the vase be purple?
The vase should be purple. But I picked this because it matches the ribbon on the cross.
Well.
I am well trained. So bring your prayers next week and every week and all the things you see beautiful, and we'll put them in the vase. Thank you. You can go back to your places.